chance to win Indy 500 tickets and more with Race to Win, right here on your local sports leader, KGYM.
Race to Win is brought to you by Hurricane Grill and Wings, St. Andrews Golf Club, and Breakout CR Escape Rooms.
Want to go to a Twins game but have too much going on? Quadruple booked on the night of June 22nd? Are you playing in five different wiffle ball tournaments at the same time on July 6th? Is your August already full? If this sounds like you, say hello to the Twins Flex Plan. It's a crazy convenient way for crazy busy people like yourself to make it to Twins games whenever you can, whether you know in advance or decide right before the first pitch. Choose how many seats you want, choose your dates, save big on tickets, concessions, and merchandise. Don't plan, Flex Plan. Learn more at twinsbaseball.com/flex.
DePaco Community Credit Union can change your current money picture into a bright green future by sleuthing savings from your current finances. Save face by scheduling a money makeover now. Learn more at dupaco.com.
AutoZone presents Seeing Clearly. Whether it's 6,000 miles, 6 months, or six kinds of harsh weather, Rain-X Quantum Wiper Blades are tough enough for whatever the forecast calls for. And right now, buy two Rain-X Quantum Wiper Blades and get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At Lowe's, we know pros appreciate a promise kept, a challenge met, a job well done. And we know pros appreciate saving money. So during Lowe's Pro Appreciation Event, pro customers can ask to save 10% on in-store paint and paint accessories purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk for details. Offer valid 427 through 510. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
4 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. Good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM as we get ready to talk some track and field with you as we take you through the 9 o'clock hour here today. As usual, let's take a look at what happened last night. Not a lot on the schedule, but a few things took place and also what's coming up today. Boys soccer last night. Washington shut out Waterloo West 5-0 in a battle of rated teams last night out at Kingston Stadium. Also in girls soccer action was Kennedy shutting out Dubuque Wallert 6-0. Cedar Falls, Trim Prairie in double overtime 3-2. City High beat Linmar 2-1 last night, and also was Cedar Valley Albernett team beating Mid Prairie by a score of 7-1 last night. And in girls tennis, Linmar topped Jefferson last night by a score of 7-2. Baseball action last night in the minor leagues. Cedar Rapids topped Fort Wayne 12-4. Same two teams will go at it tonight out at Vet Stadium. Iowa got a win in the Big Ten yesterday, beating Michigan State 3-2. And Buena Vista beat Coe yesterday by a score of 10-2. In softball action, it was Northwestern beating Iowa 5-2. Loras defeated Coe in the Iowa Conference Tournament 5-4, so the Cohawks season comes to an end in the quarterfinals. Cornell in the Midwest Conference Tournament beat Illinois College, that by a score of 1-0. Last night in indoor football was Arizona topping Cedar Rapids 34-32 out at the U.S. Cellular Center last night. Now, coming up today, boys golf action. Marion taking part in the South Tama Tournament. That goes off this morning. And that basically is it as far as the high school schedule is concerned today. Baseball, Iowa and Michigan State go at it. Game two of that series, that'll be at 12 noon Iowa time up in East Lansing. Grinnell and Cornell will play a baseball doubleheader today at 11 o'clock. Also, Southeastern will be at Kirkwood for a doubleheader at 1 o'clock today. And over at the Bill Quinby Field, it is Coe entertaining Buena Vista again in a doubleheader at 1 o'clock. Softball action, Northwestern at Iowa at 2 o'clock, and UNI will be at Illinois State, and that will get underway at 12 noon with a doubleheader today. So there you go, what happened last night, and a peek ahead of what's coming up today. We'll take a quick break, come back, and talk some track and field with you on the Coach's Corner, so stay with us. More to come right after this.
Guys, get to JCPenney's Love Mom Sale going on now and treat her to some sparkle and shine this Mother's Day. Get up to 70% off fine jewelry after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with your coupon on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Mom deserves the best. So hurry, the Love Mom Sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 5-4 to 5-9. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. Craig can help you.
Hey, Craig. I need an oil change. I was wondering if you had any deals.
Yes. We have 5 quarts of Castrol Edge with a K&N filter for $22.99.
That's a good deal. Castrol Edge is good stuff, right?
Absolutely. Helps the performance of hardworking engines.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, you can't get better protection.
Wow, even better.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or high-mileage full synthetic and a K&N oil filter for just $22.99 after mail-in rebate. See store for details, also at participating CarQuest stores.
Feel the excitement.
And they're into the stretch.
Feel the thrill.
Nyquist, an exaggerator.
No matter where you are with the Twin Spires app, you're at the center of it all. So download, play, and win today. Because with TwinSpires.com on your smartphone, you can bet the Kentucky Derby.
He has won the Kentucky Derby.
Use promo code RADIO to start your $100 sign-up bonus now. Visit TwinSpires.com to place legal bets and watch racing anywhere. Remember, use promo code RADIO to start your $100 sign-up bonus now.
Terms and conditions apply. Please wager responsibly.
Guys, get to JCPenney's Love Mom sale going on now and treat her to some sparkle and shine this Mother's Day. Get up to 70% off fine jewelry after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with your coupon on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Mom deserves the best. So hurry. The Love Mom sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 5-4 to 5-9. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Back with you on the Coach's Corner program. It's coming up on 9 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. We have baseball action, the Kentucky Derby coming up, and NBA basketball later on today. So a wide array of sports coming your way here in KGYM. Check out our website, kgymradio.com, for all of the schedule information. Going to talk some track and field with you on a beautiful Saturday with the sunshine in eastern Iowa. And, of course, not a lot going on here after a rainy weekend last Saturday and Sunday. And we're going to talk some Jefferson girls track and field. Coach Bill Calloway here in studio and with a couple of his athletes as well. And good to see you. How you been?
Great.
Are you dried out?
Just barely from Drake. I think Drake set the all-time record I've seen as far as bad weather.
Well, it's been colder.
Hey, when we were walking to the stadium for one of our events, I looked up at the clock and it said 39 degrees and it was pouring and I could see my breath. It was bad.
At least it didn't snow. Because it has snowed before.
Yeah, well, people are saying snow would be better because you'd be a little drier. Yeah. It was abominable.
And I don't know, is there anything, you've been through so many of these meets and so many Drake relays, you dig deep to find something to say, but it's basically, you know, you dig deep, it's not going to get any better, right?
That's true. I'm pretty positive, but this one about took me clear down the way it was. And these poor gals are seniors, I don't think you've seen a Drake relays with complete good weather the whole way through, have you? In all 4 years, it's really, and you try to describe what the crowd's generally like. You know, I mean, it's just raucous. And in this weather, people had paid $95 for their tickets, didn't even come in. I mean, it was just about empty at different times.
Now, and which was too bad, but boy, we're due a good Drake relay weather weekend. So, hopefully, that'll be coming up in the offing anyway. And first thing to talk about, we've had a busy week. You had the divisional meets, of course, and they had the Drake relays going on as well. And, boy, you guys were in a loaded divisional meet, weren't you?
Yeah, it was a very, very good competition up at Waterloo, which is fine. I mean, you're going to see it all down the state, obviously. But it was a loaded MVC for sure.
Yeah, I mean, well, how'd you feel about it?
That meet is, for us, go into it, and we're always trying to look to what we're going to do at regional, so it's kind of a curtain raiser for us. And we point so hard, as everybody does, I'm sure, but so hard for regional that that meet sometimes is kind of a downer. I mean, we run every race as hard as we can, but we don't make it a big deal by any means, as far as there's only so many meets you can get up for. We only ask for about 3 during the year.
Yeah, and but you did get to see some good teams run against them, and you've seen them a lot this year though too. So
oh, for sure, but yeah, there was certainly some good competition down there.
Yeah,
wherever we were.
How about the team as a whole this year? How you feel about it?
We're really young. We've got probably a bigger group of freshmen than what we generally have. But, anyway, but it's a good group of workers. I'm really proud of how they've worked this year. They really, you know, and it's such a switch for middle school kids coming in. I think Bill can equate to that too. But suddenly it's serious business. They're not playing in the long jump pit anymore. it's pretty serious. So. Few of them have a little tear in their eyes after about a week or two, but then they fall into learning to work really hard, and they really have. I'm really proud of this group.
Yeah, well, you had some big shoes to fill. Everybody does each year, but certainly with what you've had over the last couple of years anyway, and to have a young team like this for the most part this year,
sure.
You know, it's a process.
Yeah, well, in coaching, if you're in it long enough, and I've been in it a couple of years. it's kind of like riding a boat. You have you're catching that wave coming up, and sometimes you're catching it coming down. But it all comes down to, it's all relative, is how far you can take the talent that you have, and that's what you, as a coach, measure yourself by.
Yeah. Well, what do you like about this team this year? Where do they excel at?
Well, I like our team as far as where we're sitting with our 4x4. 400s are always important to us. The young, again, heading back to the young kids, they always think, a 400 is like a marathon coming up from middle school, and they're not going to run a 400. And I have to explain to them that, yes, they will run a 400, as upperclassmen do. And we got them all in with at least one 400 this year, and it kind of becomes a badge of honor that they made it through the 400, or, as these gals have done, run lots of 400s. But, it's toughness. Oxygen debt makes cowards out of a lot of people.
Yeah. Yep, and how about you have a couple seniors here you brought with you today, and I guess kind of talk about them a little bit, and we'll talk to them too.
Yeah, they've been to my left here, of course, is Michaela Ballou. We call her Cat Ballou. If you saw the old movie, you'd understand. These kids wouldn't begin to, and you may not either. But and then, Autumn Anderson, they've been with us for 4 years. They've been down to the big show, and they've seen what it's about. They both run 800s and run very well. And Autumn's going to anchor our distance medley, which we plan and to do well. And Michaela's going to run the 400 leg of that distance medley, which, and they're both running the 4x4 relay team. And they're both sprinters for us. They both run twos and ones for us at relays also. So, you know, if you're going to be a good 800 runner, you got to be able to sprint some.
Multifaceted.
Yep.
So, and Kat, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Are you a little under the weather?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is that what we understand? And probably, I can't understand why you would be under the weather. talk about your senior season so far. How's it gone for you? Everything you thought it would be? It goes by quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been a pretty good season so far.
And, everything that Coach said was absolutely true, right?
yeah.
What about this season that's been special for you?
I just like how close, like, our relay teams have been and how hard we push each other during workouts.
Yeah, and not a lot of seniors out there, I imagine, but you guys are you're the backbone of this team.
Yeah.
What do you guys do to kind of motivate others, especially when you got a young team like this?
We try to just to like motivate them during workouts and say, like, coach wouldn't make us do something that we couldn't do, and tell them that, like, if you try hard, you'll be able to make it to State or Drake at the end of the season.
Yeah. Take a look at the long-term goals.
Yeah.
And things like that. And, and so far so good anyway. And Autumn, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Have you ever run in worse conditions than you did last week?
Actually, probably, but it was a weekend full of it.
What do you got to do to kind of get ready to run in conditions like that?
I just try to not think about it. I mean, we go out in, like, full gear and our hoods on, so, I mean, like, you can't really feel any rain, or you're normally sweating before you go out, so I just try to not think about the weather and focus on the race.
Maybe the fact that others are thinking about the weather.
Yeah, yeah.
And, hey, if you don't worry about it, you got an advantage right there.
Yeah, yeah.
How about your season so far? Happy with everything?
Yeah, it's going pretty good so far. It's been a bit different than last year. We've had a couple changes, but I think that we're going to have a pretty good time at State.
Yeah, and both of these gals, like you said, they can run a variety of events, which helps coaching staff out, doesn't it?
For sure. They can run a multitude of things. They're both on our school record 4x4 team that ran 354 last year at Drake at State. And Autumn's was on our 4x2 last year that ran the second fastest 4x200 in the state of Iowa ever run. Close to our record from the year before that. So she's been on that, and then sprint relays, and Kat's been, like I say, running everything for us this year.
Well, yeah, and what's it like to be, Jefferson's known for these relays. You guys probably going through middle school would see the times, you know, the girls that came before you and that graduated a couple years before you, and what's that kind of like to run out there, knowing that you've had such a good history with the sprints?
I think it's kind of exciting to be out there, and like when people know Jefferson, like they know that we're probably going to be good. So I mean, it's kind of something to push towards in workouts and in meets to do your best.
Mm-hmm. And what was it like, Kat, knowing that you guys are now the ones that are going to take over this?
Yeah, Coach was talking to me about it, the end of my junior year, telling me that I'll probably have to, step up. And, that's, during, off-season and cross-country, I was trying to push towards that because I knew I'd have to step up and do big things this track season.
Yeah, because like these guys said, they've had some great, great relays over the years, and this one's very good as well this year.
Yeah, and I should say these two have followed along with the work ethic of our other ones that have done really well. They work year round. If they're not in another sport, they're working on track. Mm-hmm. Track's become a big thing for them. Autumn could tell you about her first experience with track camp. How did it go on?
I think I left halfway through it.
How old were you?
I think I was in seventh grade.
Going into seventh, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you remember that.
She said something, she was scared of me. I tried to smile at track camp. Nice, but it doesn't get close enough.
Yeah. I was scared.
And that was your first experience?
Yeah. My sister made me go to the camp, and then it just scared me.
Kat, do you remember your first experience with track?
Yeah, I remember the first workout freshman year. We were in the parking lot because the track still had snow on it. We were doing 200s, and he just kept making me do more than all the other freshmen kept doing, and I was scared of him.
That's your plan, right?
I'm a nice guy.
And they all realize that by the time they get to senior year.
Or certainly graduate.
Well, talk about some more of the team, Bill, a little bit.
Well, we've got some couple performers that are doing well in the individual events. Also, Maisha Bergman is a hurdler for us, and she just started she ran her first open hurdle race this season. Dr. Emily Thompson is the hurdle coach, and she has spent a lot of time with Maisha, and she finished second at the Drake Relays, which we were really excited about. And that was a big performance for a kid that ran their first open 100-meter hurdles this season. She ran a couple of shuttles the year before. She's a junior and runs on her relays also, but she's doing a good job. Then we've got Haley Cook, who's a thrower, throws a shot. And she just missed making the finals at the Drake Relays in the shot put, but she's doing an outstanding.
I think she was leading for a while early on. Anyway.
Of the first flight, yeah. We had two flights, and she was. It looked like she was going to make it, and then got people caught her on the last throw, and so she would have been the 10th person in the qualifying nine to the finals. And then we have a freshman that's really had to step up, Rachel Nagel, and coming out of middle school, and she's done a great job, become a very hard worker and looks up to these gals and does the workouts with them, and she's been a real helper for us also, and she's going to be a good track performer as she continues her career.
Yeah, and like you said, you got kind of a young team.
Yeah,
this year, and which brings about good and bad aspects of of the season.
Yeah, when you have a young team or you have a future,
yeah.
When you have a young team, you've got some development to do as far as getting them used to what they have to do to achieve goals. But they've done a good job toward the end of the season. They've done very well, followed what they needed to do, and they see what PRs can be and what they're, you know, you're competing against yourself in track. You know, I always told our girls when we've done really well in our sprints and so forth, just remember we're not California fast. That's a whole different league out there. They got year-round good weather and about 38 million people in their state. So what do we have, 3 million? So they're a little bigger.
A little bigger, but it's in the championship season now. We had the divisionals and getting ready, and it goes very quickly in the month of May, doesn't it?
Oh, it just Drake, and it seems like it's over. This season has really flown by. I'm amazed that the kids say that. I don't know if Carol, your kids talk about that. Our kids talk about it. I don't know where I was in high school, but it seemed like a minute was an hour. An hour was like 2 days.
True.
And these kids say it's just flying by. So maybe because you're getting old before your time.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, some big meets coming up, and including you guys always. Everybody points toward the qualifying meets. Very interesting this year. You guys go to Iowa City.
Yep.
You'll be down there. Kennedy's down there in the Iowa City schools and Prairie, and then you get Burlington, Newton, and Ottumwa. So some different teams to run with.
Yeah, at least there's a few different ones that we run a lot of the same ones, and that's fine. You really, build some relationships sometimes with their athletes and coaches, and it's kind of neat to track's neat because you're out and around and get to meet other people and spend a little time and get to know, the opposition who you want to fight like crazy to beat, but they're people too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that's what makes track fun.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, it's a little different in that sense from some of the other sports.
For sure.
Out there. And Kat, how about you? What are you going to remember from track? What are you going to remember the 4 years or this year or anything like that?
Just like all the workouts, like they suck during it, but like afterwards you just feel like accomplished. Like you just feel like it'll help you at the end. And then like our relay teams and all the fun we have on our team as a whole.
Looking forward to the next few weeks anyway?
Yeah.
And having a good, strong finish to the track season.
Yeah.
What are you looking at? A few places next year? Maybe run some track or just go to school? Or what are you looking at?
I was looking at Co.
Oh, yeah. Stay close to home?
Yeah.
That'll be good. And how about you, Autumn? What are you going to miss about track at the high school level?
Probably, like, the team aspect, and definitely Coach Calloway. He's a good coach.
He says good answer.
Yeah.
He's thinking
yeah.
That. What are your plans?
I'm going to be running at Minnesota State University Mankato next year.
Nice. Yeah. And you thought the weather could be iffy at times here.
Yeah. I think we're pretty used to it.
Well, you guys, I know Coach Calloway says doesn't matter if there's snow on the track, usually.
Yeah.
But we're going
to
be outside.
Sometimes we have to shovel it.
So you guys know the path from Jefferson to Kingston Stadium.
Yeah.
Quite a bit, anyway. So that's a well-worn path, anyway. Talk about your assistants.
Yeah, as I mentioned, Emily Thompson works with the sprinters also and primarily the hurdlers. And Tammy Apkus works with our distance runners, and Sarah Ritchie works with the throwers. And Jim O'Brien, who coached for close to 100 years. No, he's coached a lot of years. I think this is about his 50-plus year of coaching. Comes back and volunteers to coach every year. He puts in all kinds of time. Great guy and outstanding coach.
Yeah. And now you guys are all getting ready then for the qualifying meets coming up in a couple of weeks. So that'll be good.
Like Bill, we're trying. He may have it down. He's done so well. But you're trying to make sure that you taper at the right time. Don't give them too much. Don't give them too little. I guess one thing I probably have learned over time is that if you're going to err, you want to err on the side of recovery. Getting ready to the championship meets. During the season, you're working really hard, and if you don't back off soon enough, you can pretty much cook the goose.
Yeah, and been kind of going to the stuck with the same schedule this year too. I don't think you guys went to a new meet, or did you?
No.
Yeah.
No. But we had, I think, all of our meets except one this year. Which how did yours come out, Bill?
Same way.
Yeah. So not too bad. Anyway, depending, because there hasn't been a great spring. It was okay. Right. It was okay. It was warm early, and then kind of tapered off after that. But. Yeah. Like we said, a beautiful Saturday, and we don't have any track scheduled today. That's the way it goes, right?
That's right.
Been through it a lot anyway. And always fun talking with you, and thanks for coming down. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you having us, and I know the gals appreciate all you do for high school athletics. That's really important.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
And quite seriously, I'm very happy to be here with Bill, who's one of the truly great coaches in Iowa. He's an outstanding coach. He poo-poos that, but he really is. He's a really amazing coach.
We got some good track coaches around. Very good track and field coaches. And not too bad teams either in this conference. Not too bad. And girls, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thank you.
And enjoy your Saturday.
I'll try my best. It's pretty nice.
And get better. All right. We will take a break and come back with more of the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. We'll have more coming up right after this.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy, as peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Guess how many Americans are disgruntled employees? More than half. Maybe they're like Jason, who worked third shift scraping maggots out of garbage trucks wearing a hazmat suit. Then Jason went to My Computer Career and ditched that hazmat suit for an IT career in less than 6 months. So if you're disgruntled, go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet just twice a week on campus or live online. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.95 and earn double O Rewards points with your purchase. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Does your supply house give you the tools you need to run your business from the office or from the job site? Oh, well, I guess it can't all be like Ferguson. Ferguson.com gives you access to real-time inventory, apps to quickly restock your trucks, account and billing information, and shipping and delivery status right from your desktop or mobile device. And with product photos and spec sheets and personalized My List that make reorders a snap, we've made it easier than ever to do business with us, whenever and wherever you want. Get started at Ferguson.com.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Guys, get to JCPenney's Love Mom Sale going on now and treat her to some sparkle and shine this Mother's Day. Get up to 70% off fine jewelry after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with your coupon on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. Mom deserves the best. So hurry. The Love Mom Sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 5-4 to 5-9. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. See store or JCP.com for details.
Back in the Coach's Corner at 9:31 on this Saturday morning, we continue to talk some track and field. We go from the girls' side of things to the boys' side of things, and Bill Schwartz is here, the head coach of the Prairie Boys Track and Field program and defending state champions in Class 4A, and we're going to just keep saying that until we can't say it anymore.
We've got a couple weeks left, and then hopefully we'll just be able to continue, but I don't know, we'll see.
Well, the fun part, we were talking about it a little bit before we got started here, seems like there's a different team that's at the top of the heap each week in track and field in 4A this year. There's some dynamite teams this side of the state, especially. You got a couple in Central Iowa bouncing back, so it's going to be fun in a couple weeks.
It's going to be interesting how it all shakes out. I think you're right. I think last year the MVC had a fantastic meet at Des Moines at the state meet and took home all three of the state trophies. And this year we've got some really stiff competition, especially out of Waukee and West Des Moines Valley. And so, as you say, every week you get new data that shows different things and trying to figure out where we're going to go. And it's a puzzle.
Yeah, it's still, and you're kind of probably still moving pieces around at this point.
Yeah, trying to finalize some things. We're getting kind of close to the end here, but, who goes where and how we're going to get events to Des Moines and how we're going to score there. And it's interesting going from a one-day district or a state qualifying meet and then spreading the qualifiers out to 3 days and how that all fits together. Sometimes it's a challenge, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and like we said, it seems like everybody's had their time at the top of the perch this year, and you guys had your time at the top of the perch. You hope you're back at the top coming up in a couple of weeks, at least the next two meets anyway, the biggies.
Yeah, we're not ready to give anything away, that's for sure. But there are some quality teams out there. We think we've got some good events, and we're going to score some points. So we're going to give it the best we got here in the next 2 weeks.
Well, like we talked about with Coach Calloway and the girls.
Yeah, now, Coach Calloway, what do you think about this now? I think ESPN, I know you're looking for talent, and I think the Bill and Bill show, I think that could do some damage. And, man, we take that morning spot, and I'll take half of what Greeny makes. I tell you what, bring us in. Coach Calloway's a genius, and he'd tow me along.
Yeah, well, and we got so many good coaches.
We did.
We just do in track. I mean, in every sport,
I'll
but especially in track and field.
I'd say that cuts two different ways, and it is just a pleasure for me to go to meets and see who I consider pretty close friends. All of these other coaches, we get along so well, and as Coach Calloway mentioned, we really do everything we possibly can to beat that guy. But then they are a close friend, and they also want to beat me, so it's very competitive, and they know what they're doing, and boy, it is a challenge and a pleasure.
Yeah, and that's what makes it fun.
Yep.
And builds memories that everyone's going to think back on.
Hopefully positive memories.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Going against these guys, not always the case.
That's true. And, well, Drake last weekend. Weather bad. Results pretty good, though.
We had some real positive things. We had, the weather was something that was a challenge. And thank goodness we had outstanding track and field going on that kind of took your mind off of it a little bit. We try and emphasize that with the weather, that's something that we have the ability to work with, and it's all within us. Dress right and warm up appropriately, and it can be an advantage. So we dealt with it. It was kind of long, and boy, temperatures in the low 30s and steady rain does start to get into you a little bit, but you just come back and do the best you can. And we had our 110 hurdler, Joa Banks, ran a fantastic prelim and got into the finals and brought home a gold medal from that. He set the all-time Drake relays record. So he had a fantastic start to the meet for us. Concluded with our 4x8 crew went in. I think they were seated 13th, and they brought back fourth place medals. So that was a fantastic finish to the meet for us. And then we had a couple great results in between there. Cam Steffens ran a PR in the 3200, and Marty Borseth had a huge jump and moved way up the charts there as well. And 4x1 improved on their seed time. So it was you know, there's roses and thorns and things to challenges to overcome, but it was a positive experience.
Yeah, and a lot of good things came about because of Drake, and now you got to take the momentum and carry it for the next week.
Well, we thought coming out of that, we thought we could make a dent in some of these meets coming up, and the MVC meet the other night down at City High. We went in based on where we were this season. We're about third or fourth seeded as a team. And, you know, going into that meet, it's kind of unusual, and it just speaks to the strength of what we've got in this conference. But at the state meet last year, three teams bring home trophies from the state meet, and we were honored, privileged. I kind of clench my jaw when I say that, but all three of the state trophy teams last year were in our seven-team division.
Yep.
So competition is fierce. Seated third or fourth, and we came out second to a very strong Kennedy team, and you know, we just look to improve on that and keep moving forward.
Yeah, and like you said, that like we talked about with Coach Callaway, you guys had a loaded divisional side.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's brutal. Looking out and seeing, oh my goodness, they're putting him out there in this meet, they're putting him out there in this race, they got that going, and all right, well, just we control what we can control and get ready and let's get it on. And our kids did a great job.
And it's not like you guys didn't do a good job. Kennedy just had a really, really strong night that night.
They've got great talent and a lot of depth. They're going to be a load at the next couple meets.
Yeah, and you're hoping that that'll be the case as well. And
yep.
Well, you mentioned Joe Banks has had a terrific year. But certainly not the only one on this team.
Yeah, we've had some really strong performances at the. I mentioned our long jumper Marty Borseth at Drake, but at the MVC meet the other night, he came into that meet with a personal record, almost 22 feet in the long jump. And we've got a school record that had been on the board for 30 years, and we've had some pretty good jumpers in the last 30 years. Spencer Stumpf, had a kid named Scott Shebler, who was an outstanding long jumper, and Marty Borseth beat the school record by over a foot, which is kind of hard for me to even comprehend. But
did you see the jump?
he had a great series, actually. I think he had four jumps that exceeded our school record prior to that. So yeah, he's flying and he's looking good for the next couple meets. Also an outstanding high jumper. We've got strong, our distance core has got some real key kids in it that do a great job. Matt Lorenz has been there. He knows what he's doing, and he's working through an injury early this season, and he's coming on now at the end of the season. Luke Utipol, another senior, has had a great, great campaign. And then we've got some younger kids, I guess I say younger, juniors and sophomores, but brothers Lau, Max and Robert. Boy, they are neck and neck and running fast. And Colton LaGrange is a sophomore. He's had a fantastic season and coming into shape now after a real strong wrestling season in the spring or in the winter. So those guys, you know, they brought back medals that were unexpected from Drake, and we think that they can have a great finish here as well. Cam Steffens, 3,200, 1,600, Elijah Vlasic, and we've got a freshman that is making a strong push, has a chance to qualify in the 3,200 as well.
Yeah, and well, a good balance right there, and also I think it shows. You know, even going back to Scott Shebler, and for yeah. people that want to know about that, I think he was a 4 or 5 sport guy Prairie. So
Scott Shebler was first team All Metro in 5 sports, yep. First team All Conference, All State. What a great kid as well. Yeah. So it's been a pleasure to see his success.
When you talk about kids specializing, take a look at Scott Shebler.
Exactly.
He did it the right way. Yep. Not everybody can do 5 sports, but
yeah, it takes a special kid. But we really look for multi-sport athletes and promote that at Prairie, and Rocky Bennett does a great job of that, and all of the coaches that I have the privilege of working with are interested in the kid first and what's best for the kid. And to tell you the truth, being involved and invested in different activities, different sports, I think that grows the character of the individual and gives them opportunities they wouldn't otherwise have.
Well, you got track guys, you got some football guys, you got some basketball guys, you got, you know, of course, your cross country guys, and so it's just it's good to see multi sport guys on the track team.
Yeah, it really is, and it even works within the season. We've got kids that are on the soccer team, and you know, Kurt Lewis does a great job with those soccer kids,
number one rated,
and willing to work with kids and share them with track. Real easy to work with that way, and does what's right for the kids. Coach Modrichek with the tennis team does the same thing. We've got tennis boys that are in both sports in season. And then, like you say, our football and basketball teams, you know, they need those experiences. And, boy, you know, Coach Bliss has been fantastic. And it's a pleasure to have that support. Coach Rickardson in the winter with basketball, he promotes those guys coming out for track, and we want our kids involved in those activities within those teams as well. So it works well.
Yeah, and good to see that. Good to see that, and that certainly helps my morale and everything. And you're putting puzzle pieces together, like we said.
Jeez.
But the good news is you've got some guys you can move around in the relays.
Yeah, we've got some kids that will run ones through fours, kids that will run twos through eights. You know, our sprinters have done a fantastic job coming primarily from 400s. So kids like TJ Johnson, who's a baseball boy that came out as a senior this year, has had a fantastic success running 400s, and he's strong 200s and quick in the 100. Mason Johnson, 400 kid, fantastic job. He was a cross-country boy, wrestler, now excelling in the track at 400, 200. Anthony Pearson is doing a great job, 100, 200 primarily, but he's moved up to 4 once in a while. Jaron Lathrop is another junior wrestler, running 200s, 100s, has run 400s. We've got a freshman, Edwin Gahey, who is one of our better 400 runners. And, you know, I feel sometimes like freshmen don't know any better. They just go as hard as they can. And where's the finish line? I'm going as hard as I can. And he gets there and does a great job for us. Another freshman, Tariq Cook, runs some very strong 100, 200s. And, you know, he's run very well in the 400s as well. So we've got a chart that, and Coach Callaway was saying the same thing, but we've got a chart for what their PR is at every distance or every field event, and everybody on the team has a mark in that 400, throwers included. Everybody's running a 400. And as Bill said, that 400 is a badge of honor, and they put up one time, and that's my PR. I need another chance, Coach.
Yep.
So, you know, yet as you say, it gives them the idea that they can do different things, maybe out of their comfort zone, but with a team first attitude, and I will do it. I can do it. I'm going to excel. They can be moved around to different places.
Yeah, and got to get that 400, though, up.
400, baby. You're running it.
That's the thing. That's the thing to do. And talking about building off of last year, and you've had success even before last year, but getting the banner, getting it up in the gym,
yeah,
and all that, and all the good trappings that go with that, and you've had good success. You've had good numbers. Did that kind of bump it up to another level, even like with the middle schoolers and things like that?
There is a lot of excitement, I think, for track and field at Prairie. And, you know, as bringing in the middle school, and Coach Martin does a fantastic job just getting and keeping those kids excited. But coming off a state championship, you know, we had a pretty special crew last year, and lost a lot of key pieces. losing Jalen Reima to, he's up at UNI now, football scholarship up there, but got the opportunity to run track here at the end of the season, and it was fun watching him compete at the Drake Relays. I think they're probably going to find some places for him in their championship season. But boy, he won 4 gold medals last year at the state meet, which, you know, there's no way to beat that record. Outstanding talent. Proud to see him at UNI. And we had an outstanding mid-distance runner in Tyson Vandraska, who is now at the University of Iowa, and a pleasure to see him compete several times, being in the area and strong in the indoor season for them. And outdoor, he was one of the key pieces to a Drake Relays 4x8 flag-winning team, gold medal team. And, he was at our meet the other night watching our kids and helping motivate them, so... You know, Jalen's the same way. Those kids keep coming back and giving back and encouraging the kids and try and keep that fire going. And our kids are trying to build on it. And, you know, we're building the legacy last year and trying to make this season an epic season. And we'll see what happens, but we're pretty optimistic.
Yeah, and numbers still showing that too?
Yeah, we got strong numbers. And, you know, our school is getting bigger. So we're going to continue to get stronger and stronger numbers, but we got a lot of bodies out there that, you know, sometimes it's kind of a challenge that you see the older kids and boy, they're fast and I'm in a different group and it's motivation. Our kids keep coming back and doing the best they can and trying to find their way into a varsity race and, first and foremost, just getting better every time out.
Yeah, I always got to call, getting bigger and bigger, I always got to call Coach Dunn. What's going on out there now? I drove by and, and this has moved. Dirt's moving this way.
Drive around the campus and this project and that project, and our voters have been really supportive, and our educational facilities we are pretty proud of, and we feel like they're some of the best in the Midwest. Yeah. We got new buildings coming online and more bodies in the buildings and kids doing a great job in the classroom.
Yeah, and getting better and better. And you got the qualifying coming up this next week, and you guys go to Iowa City as well, along with Jefferson. And for the boys, interestingly enough, kind of divided everything up a little bit more this year, especially on our side of the state.
It's
for good or bad, I don't know.
You know, it's something where the top two are automatic. So first or second in any event, you're going to state. You know that day. And then from the districts that are around the state, they take the next 12 best performances, and those complete the field of 24. So 12 are automatics, 12 are to be determined after the state gets all the results and figures out who those next 12 best are. And so typically, on average, each district would have 4 qualifiers, 2 automatic, and if it was even throughout the state, 2 more that would qualify based on performance. But when you look at districts, some districts have a loaded event or a loaded card top to bottom, and we feel like we'll have performances at our district that will be 5th best, 6th best, and still qualify for state. So there's a lot of, you know, debate on how you set that up and is it a good thing or a bad thing. But when you're running with that kind of quality and you have that opportunity, you may be in 6th place in your event, but you better be fighting for that finish line because you've got a strong chance of qualifying even out of that spot, and we're moving on getting better at state. So we see it as an opportunity that we are in such a loaded district, and, you know, good luck to everybody. We're going to do the best we can.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that's the challenge, is to motivate the athlete to do that, because if you know they're going to be, you know, seeded fourth or something like that, but to say, hey, but you got a really good chance to get to the state meet.
Yeah.
So you got to push. You got to push.
You
got to
get there. You got to put that performance up. Third place, fourth place, fifth place, sixth place, every shirt that you pass counts. And, you know, get it on. Let's go.
Yeah. And you'll see Kennedy down there. Iowa City West will be down there. City High. City High doesn't have a bad track team.
No, my goodness, no. And, you know, we're bringing in some from South and West. Ottumwa and Newton are coming into to Iowa City. And, boy, just looking at sorting results from previous meets, those schools are going to bring some athletes as well. So on the one hand, I'm kind of focused on teams around here. And, boy, we got Iowa City West to deal with. We got Kennedy to deal with. We're going to put out a strong team. But now we got Ottumwa's got some outstanding kids. And Burlington always has an ace or two. So it's going to be a battle.
Yeah, it is. And you ever seen a year with throwers like this? this is incredible with the depth that we have across the classes, and especially here in Eastern Iowa.
Eastern
you get to see
Iowa.
Them on a weekly basis.
It's, you know, starting with the thrower up at Kennedy, Coker, he is such a monster, and boy, what an asset it is to the team when, you know, you can go into a meet feeling confident that you're going to get 16 to 20 points out of one kid right away. Fantastic. And then, you know, just over to the east, Tristan Werfs. Coach Matt Tatey was at Prairie for a while and had an opportunity to work with him, and now he's the athletics director at Mount Vernon. And talking with him about what a great character kid Tristan is, and you know, calling up, and Tristan set the all-time combined last night. And, you know, as you say, the depth kid up at Western Dubuque is lights out as well. And our kids are throwing farther and farther every day. And you know, seeing what those guys are doing, it's motivating. And, boy, as a track fan, it's a lot of fun to see those things happen.
Yeah, you pull up a chair and just kind of watch it a little bit. But and in a couple of years, going to bring Liberty in, and then Western Dubuque's coming in, and that's going to be a terrific school to join, especially in the track and field program.
They, you know, not one of the biggest schools in the state, but yet they were Drake Relays champions in two relays. So that tells you that they've got some depth and they've got some quality depth. So when they join the MVC, they're going to come strong. Yeah. Liberty, you know, is going to come strong, coming with some of those Iowa City West kids, and they've got a lot of quality talent down in the Iowa City area.
Yep. And give a shout to your assistant coaches too.
Yeah. Jeff Moeller is our throwers coach and been with me for too many years. I don't say that about Jeff. He probably says that about me, but we've been doing it for a long time and got some real good quality younger kids that just been proud to watch their development and does a great job with our throwers. We've got our second year now with Mike Tierney. He was on the staff at Jeff, speaks very highly, like everybody does, of Coach Calloway, and he learned from the best with Coach Tower as well, and he's been with us. This is his second season, and, you know, we kind of bring it up at banquets and places like that, but every year he's been with us, we've been state champions, so he does a fantastic job with our sprinters, and he's back at school working out with them right now, in fact. They've got a big morning, and we're looking for great things out of the sprint crew. And then we've got a couple volunteers that are amazing as well. Cleet Younger has had our hurdlers. He volunteers with them, and Dr. Younger knows what he's doing. He's a state champion himself, has had our shuttle hurdle team to state every single year he's been with us, which is going on six or seven now. Works with Joa Banks, so you know, does a fantastic job. We're looking for great things at the state meet with Joa and our shuttle hurdle team as well. And then a special opportunity this year, we've got a student teacher just got his degree yesterday, and he showed up and said, "I want to coach track. I'm going to be a track coach one day." Was a great runner for Oshkosh, UW Oshkosh. Nick Newcomer has been with us this year too and done a great job with our distance kids.
Yeah, so good staff put together right there.
Yeah, and, fantastic guys.
You find some time to play some ultimate during the track season?
Times are not as plentiful as in the summer and fall, but especially this year, the weather has, we're going to break fingers, it seems like, if we're trying to throw frisbees, catch frisbees, but it has been an unusual winter. Boy, February was amazing, and we paid for it in March and April.
The indoor season was almost like the outdoor season.
Let's go outside. We're at the Dickinson Relays, and we've got that track right over there across the street. Let's get out of the dome and go outside. But, as soon as we get outside, we want to be indoors.
Yeah, no doubt. And, well, Bill, keep up the great work at Prairie, and this should be a very, very exciting state meet coming up in a couple weeks, and we hope the weather looks like this outside instead of what it was last weekend.
It is just prime right now. It's great.
But thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, and as Coach Calloway said, keep up the great work with all the Metro preps, and enjoy the weekend.
All right. Thank you. All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Coach's Corner right here on KGYM. And don't forget, coming up later on, 12:30 Twins Baseball on 107.5 FM. We got the Kentucky Derby at 4 o'clock for you. We'll start off in 1600 and 106.3, and then tonight it'll be NBA basketball coming up at 6:30 as well. For all our guests, Scott Unash saying so long. Thanks for tuning in to the Coach's Corner here on KGYM.
Golf is awesome, and the free 18 Birdies app makes it even awesomer. 18 Birdies is the most complete golf app out there, packed with tools to improve your game. Plus, every time you score your round on the app, no matter how well you played, you're entered into the Dream Games challenges where you can win balls, clubs, and